And we're live, folks. We're live. I imagine this is the way it should be going.
Fuck. I'm so sick of how this has been working. All right. Guys, welcome back to...
I like that we all just sit a little bit closer.
We're a little bit closer. We're a little bit closer.
No, let's keep it.
No, I'm getting closer. Guys, welcome. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Joe Bates. We can't play the theme song because of some issues. VidChat has been reading really bad to us lately, so I stopped the VidChat thing. We're going just Facebook Live for our fans out there. Folks, as always, we rank the best and worst of everything. Today's episode, best fast food place, and we have two guest experts. Who are an expert in the field. To the right of me, folks, is the author of Slow Down, The Art of Fast Food, Mr. Dan Alton.
Hello. Pleasure to be here, Joe.
Thank you so much for being on the show. What is your book about, exactly?
It's about getting the best meal for you, best bang for your buck.
Oh, so it's like a BuzzFeed article as a book.
Essentially, yeah. We like to, what do you like? You like fish? Let's recommend the fish fillet.
Gotcha.
For McDonald's. You don't have a lot of money. We'll give you some tips on how to steal other people's orders.
Oh, like while they're ordering, you just run up and do a little
I like to, in the drive-thru, because they're in the car, they're focused on ordering. The people working the drive-thru, they're focused on, like, getting the food out. Yeah. So they hand the bag. No one is focused on making sure I'm not running up in between the car and the building, snatching the bag, running into a bush, eating myself a fillet of fish if it's Lent and a Friday.
Oh, always got to worry about Lent and a Friday. thank you, Dan. I appreciate you being on the show. And pushing your religion on us.
That's what I'm here for.
To the left of me, folks, you may know him from being the renowned Happy Meal toy historian, Mr. Alex Price.
Hello!
Oh, hey, Alex, you're really happy today. It's nice to see you this happy.
Yeah.
what's your prized possession of your Happy Meal toys?
I have the complete line of the chicken nuggets and Halloween costumes from the early 90s.
Okay, so like the Draculas and the Frankensteins, mm-hmm. but in chicken nugget format.
And nice. The whole set completely worth... $47.
$47. How long have you had these things?
That's since yesterday.
Wow, it's really paid off for itself by now.
The honey mustard mummy alone.
Honey mustard mummy alone.
It was a McMummy.
We're going to keep going, this show going here, folks. Behind me is the list of items that we'll be ranking. You can see it behind me. It is White Castle, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell, In-N-Out, Popeyes, Hardee's and Carl's Jr., depending on the region you're in, Culver's, Steak and Shake, and Sonic. That is the list we'll be ranking. I got to ask you guys, what's your criteria when you rank different fast food items?
For me, I'm looking for flavor.
Flavor.
I'm looking for price. I'm influenced. I'm traveling a lot, so being open late, that's important.
Oh, hey, Sam. How are you doing? Nice to say what's up. Yeah. I'm Sam Meeker out there. Used to run a good show in Gilroy's, the garlic capital of the world.
Garlic?
Garlic.
You got the garlic steak burger, Steak and Shake. If you're a garlic man.
You're a garlic man. So price, quality of food, all standards, all staples of the
Yeah, I like, I'm a simple man. I like, I gotta say, number one is not my bag.
Okay, well, we'll get into what your bag
That's
is
true.
A little bit here.
Because I like to, this may be a controversial statement, but I like when my fast food is at least a little bit similar to food.
Wow, that's baloney. It's got to be its own thing. Alex, to the left of me here, I got to ask you, what's your criteria in ranking what the best fast food place is?
Price is a pretty big option for me because it involves my last name, and I'm very on brand.
He invented the word price. I don't know if you guys know it.
Still trying to settle my
invented set thing.
Still trying to dispute my claim to Priceline.com. I will own William Shatner by the end of this.
That's
right. But, you know, when it comes to
can't
food, like...
Alex owns me.
you know, just taste, overall taste is a pretty big deal for me. You know, a diversity of the menu would be nice.
Well, gotcha. An eclectic menu.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what did in McDonald's.
Yeah.
They over-diversified.
Yeah.
And then, you know...
Well, no, they just over-diversified with garbage.
They seem to be doing all right.
No, they had a big dive as a corporation.
Oh, really?
They over-diversified, and they were like,
we
expanded. The breakfast definitely helps.
The breakfast is so good. So to me, it's the meal. it's not just the one sandwich.
I agree.
It's the fries or whatever the side items are. Even the sodas, because there's some fast food places you go to, and the soda is not as quality.
Burger King's beverage?
Well, there's a,
throw it out the
window. There's a reason Burger King's not on the list, you know?
Wow. It's not. You're right.
Sam Meeker says, Denny's is the best, and then also added the word World Star. Let me tell you, Sam, Denny's is not a fast food place. It's not at
Denny's
all.
Denny's is not a fast food.
Do you think these are just the best restaurants? Because I gotta be honest, these are not anywhere near restaurants. And...
yeah.
But to me, again, the criteria is the overall all items. It's a whole it's a whole palette. You know, you're not gonna, I've never not got a combo. The people who don't get combos may be monsters.
I always plan on not getting a combo. I was like, I don't need fries or a drink. And then I get up there and I'm like, I feel like I'd be a psychopath being like sometimes you'd be like, oh, can I get a Big Mac? And they're like, do you want the meal? And could you even imagine being like, no?
Could you imagine saying no to anybody at... Man, people must sell you stuff all the time. awesome. Fantastic. We're going to go... We're going to start off with the first round of vetoes, which is each one of us is going to go...
I thought there was a place called vetoes on the list.
No. We're going to take one of these items off the list. You're going to say this is not the best fast food place. So, starting off, we always start with the youngest person here. Alex Price. What is not the worst fast food place here?
I think he's older than me.
It's an ongoing gag. Okay, you just always pick somebody. It means nothing.
The worst on this list is definitely Sonic.
What? Not the
what?
Okay, so you're saying Sonic, not the best fast food place. Take it off right now.
Yeah, take it off.
What? Awesome. Are you kidding me?
Sonic, why is there a reason for taking Sonic, the land of beverages, off this list?
First up, where I was originally from, there was a Sonic about 20 minutes from my house.
Okay.
And then within a year, it shut down because Sonic had to shut down several of its newer restaurants. Also, they didn't stop showing commercials for Sonic in my area.
They do it to build hype.
Was just aggravating.
No, they did that where I'm from, too.
Oh, whenever the Sonic commercials?
Yeah, and then 6 months later, the Sonic comes.
Gotcha.
They kept showing commercials for a restaurant I couldn't go to.
Yeah.
So that's very aggravating. Plus, the two people in those commercials are annoying, and I don't like them.
I gotta be honest, I still enjoy them. I still enjoy the Sonic guys. I'm like, I get it. You know, you're placating your characters. At this point, they're plateauing. You know, they're in a bit of a rut. I get it.
I believe those guys went on a tour, a comedy tour.
Well, one of them runs...
They drove...
Yeah, one of them's from Second City.
One of the best improv shows you can see.
Yeah.
The opposite one drove, though. That's what's really bizarre.
Well, that is weird.
At the end of the tour.
The guy actually behind the wheel?
He's like, I just drive in the show.
Yeah, in the commercial, the guy behind the wheel has 18 DUIs. He never drive again. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know that. On limeades.
So if one of them's driving, I hope the other one's buying all the Sonic.
Oh, yeah. Well, the driver's the one closest to
With the deals at Sonic, that's come up.
Route 66. I do like ordering one of those big ones.
The deal with Sonic is it's all bad, and I hate it.
Whoa! They also have good hot dogs. The best hot dogs of any of these.
My girlfriend loves the
and corn dogs.
I was about to say my girlfriend likes the corn dogs a lot. This is how much I like Sonic.
You really got controversial. The first one off the list.
I don't think Sonic should be a top 10 thing, but I just love the beverages.
The top 10. Luckily, it's the 11th one.
If we were going off restaurants' ability or fast food joints' place on just one item, then that's completely
that's
so. If Sonic's only claim to fame is they've got the beverage happy.
They're number one if this is beverages.
Beverages and desserts.
And desserts.
Yeah.
I think it's the best dessert place of all.
Yeah, that's
definitely
true.
But Sonic, I like milkshakes, root beer float. Oh, there's one actually. No, there's one up here better milkshake.
Because when he was asking for examples, I suggested that Boston Market's mac and cheese, is the best and bad. Yeah, puts it on the list. But then everything else in Boston Market's just kind of subpar. But that mac and cheese is lit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I will say, just so you guys are aware, Gwen's uncle said if Taco Bell doesn't win, she's going to burn this shit to the ground. So, if you guys...
She's going to burn Elisa's studio to the ground?
Yep, Elisa's townhome will be burned to the ground. And I got to be honest, I don't think they can read the sign behind it, so I don't think they can read that sign behind me either.
I couldn't read it when he was writing it. I was like, what is he
writing? But it's funny, I will kill you.
One time at Sonic, I had an undercooked burger. Like a rare burger.
Place tried to kill you.
You are still defending it. You know, it's funny. The rare burgers are common.
Rare burgers. Yeah. All right, Joe.
All right, Dan, you're up next. What item are you taking off this list?
This is going to be...
Feel free to cross it out yourself, because I got a cat on my lap.
He just went, I don't know if I should go for the one that's just my personal view or the one that I feel like is the good of everyone else.
Well, you're an expert, so...
I am an expert. I'm going to settle it right now for the good and health of America.
Oh, my God. Right? No, you're not. Are you? Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
Get
it out of here.
You're
going to Taco Bell. Like, when will burn? She lives near here. She will burn us, man.
So I'm not convinced Taco Bell's unhealthy.
But White Castle
should have lasted, I think, longer because it's the only fast food joint on here that has two movies written about it. No, three movies.
Oh, you're right.
It spawned three movies.
My dad loves those movies.
Here's the deal. The first time I went to White Castle and I got those burgers, I was excited to get the sliders. I didn't know anything about it. I ate it. I took one bite and I opened the bundle again. It was meat juice on a bun. It wasn't even a patty. It was just meat juice on a bun. It was just like this weird colloid phase of matter that was in a bun, and I took a bite and I said, I'll never go here again. I've only been there a couple.
Well, the good thing about you saying colloid is the people who eat White Castle have no idea what the fuck that word is.
Yeah, what is colloid? I don't even know that.
A colloid is like milk is a colloid.
Oh, okay.
Milk is not necessarily.
It's a viscous, burgery.
Yeah. It's not all burgery. Milk's
meat,
not burgery.
meat product, in quotes. It's like when they have to call boneless wings WYNGZ, wings, because they can't legally call them wings anymore. That's fun.
Yeah, that would be that. Dan just brought to my attention the best regional chain, Portillo's.
Portillo's.
But I actually would argue Whataburger might put
Whataburger's
run for its money.
Yeah,
there. But Portillo's is. I get two jumbo hot dogs. Portillo's is the first place I ever found that you could put
The viewers at home, not from that, Portillo's is a Chicagoland chain.
Hot dogs and Italian beef.
Italian, and you can get a nice wet sandwich.
Yeah, to me, I like. I never had it before. The pickle spear in the hot dog?
Oh, that's very good.
What's that Pittsburgh sandwich place that everybody talks about?
What is it?
Is this the one we talked about when we did
Monday
Night Jobs?
I can't what it's called, but it's good. The fries on it.
Yeah, you get fries on the thing.
There's a lot of good regional. Tony Paco's in Toledo. Get yourself some nice Polish food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gwen's uncle said a lot of hooves in those wings. all right, we're gonna continue this down.
It would be behoove you not to eat this.
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna take one off that I am adamant that I hate. I don't like it. It's overrated. A lot of people say good things about it, but simply put, their fries are literally the worst fries of any fast food place that's ever existed.
Wendy's.
I'm taking In-N-Out Burger off.
Wendy's fries are way worse.
Wendy's fries have sea salt. That sea salt is fantastic.
No,
that
sea salt is very good.
They used to be bad fries, but they put that sea salt.
No, their fries used to be better.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Wendy's fries now are very good.
Wendy's fries are solid.
They like try to be real potatoes.
Why don't we do a thank you very much on who betrayed me more? Green Skittles or Wendy's? New fries.
What's this Green Skittles controversy I keep hearing about?
Green Skittles went from lime. Green
Skittles got a Skittles guy.
M&M's for me.
Green Skittles went from lime to green apple.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
And the green apple doesn't taste good, or people just miss lime.
I miss lime.
What is green? What is
green? I like green.
What is no green apple candy has never been good. Green apple candy is a monster amongst them.
Wrong.
Green Skittles are a travesty. Gwen's uncle and Alex Price are
the hangout. Hey, I like the lime Skittles too, but they are definitely good green apple candies.
No,
they're not.
Sour punch straws.
Have you ever eaten a bullet?
Oh my goodness.
I worry I'm going to have one later.
Someone said it's a funny April Fool's prank is to put Skittles and M&M's in the same bowl and just put them out.
Oh, that's funny. That's a really solid one.
I like that. What I like to do.
I like that.
I like that. You put M&M's and Skittles, but also a mouth.
They call him Dan Act Out Alton on stage.
Oh, jeez, man, you do that.
Yeah. all right, so I'm taking In-N-Out off of this. My reason for In-N-Out is really the fries are abysmal. The burgers are okay. I don't even think the burgers are that great as everyone says they are. You can do the secret menu. Oh, we have a secret menu, animal style, wild style. Still not great.
I feel like people just like the animal style thing.
Yeah,
like if anyone else just had animal style or a secret option, people would like that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm part of a club. I'm in the skulls and crossbones of fast food.
That's one thing I like about Whataburger. They're like, hey man, you want to add some like onions and jalapenos and stuff? And you're like, ooh, yeah.
I never went to Whataburger and felt like I was ordering out the secret menu. I felt like I was just at a restaurant that figured out how to make food quick. That's really all I ever felt about Whataburger. Whataburger won this thing last year. That's why it's kind of not on the list. Yeah. Plus, you've been to Whataburger?
I have been to Whataburger.
But I agree. Alex has not been.
So I agree with In-N-Out being crossed off and with Whataburger not being on it.
Yeah.
Because two regions, like two...
Well, last year it was two Houston guys, and we just jumped on the Whataburger train real quickly. Yeah. So that, it was back in my audio podcast. You can check out thefuturecomedy.com on my old audio. Anyways, well, continue the list, guys. It's not, dang, I know you're new to the show, and I'm telling you, we're not doing one round of vetoes. We're doing two rounds of vetoes.
Whoa!
We're taking another thing off the list. Alex, you're up. Which one of these is not the best fast food place? Our list is McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Popeyes, Hardee's, Carl's Jr., Culver's, and Steak and Shake.
Popeyes is on there, but not KFC?
Popeyes is way better than KFC.
No. I've never really had either.
Oh, not even close. KFC.
I mean, I honestly... I was really hoping that this 12 spot was going to be filled by Arby's.
Well, the 12 spot is going to be filled soon. The reason we have the 12 spot is when we do our next round of veto, the audience at home, you're going to have a chance to recommend one that we may have missed.
Okay, that's good.
It's a shame that you can't do a graphic for the vetoes where a bunch of Don Vito pictures fall down.
Rest in peace, Don Vito.
That sounds like something I would never do.
Can we put a large C-minus celebrity pedophile on the
card? Oh, you're right. I forgot about
that. Speaking of that large C-minus pedophile, the Jared Fogle was the winner of our last episode of Thank You Very Much as the worst part of Indiana.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Jared.
Congratulations.
He beat out Jim Jones
in
the KKK.
Oh, wow. Hey, I forgot Don Vito had that situation.
As someone who worked there, for such a long time, and despises the smell of the place. Peace out, McDonald's.
Whoa! McDonald's gone!
Peace out.
You know, McDonald's is one of those weird situations. It's a staple. You know?
This round of vetoes brought to you by The Founder, starring Michael Keaton, which is getting some Oscar buzz from what I hear. In The Founder, playing Ray Kroc. Go see it now.
And he wears Crocs the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why they call him that.
They call him Ray Ray Croc.
The real guy who founded McDonald's was named Jim McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. And then the other guy was...
Brian...
Jim Skechers. Another shoe guy. Yeah, so McDonald's. What's your reason for taking McDonald's off the list here?
It's just... Okay, let's just get this out. Like, it's hard because you're thinking, like, well, wait, McDonald's breakfast is off the chains. Like, McDonald's breakfast is really good. But everything else, I don't know. Like you see Super Size Me, and I understand that could be with everything. But no, Super Size Me was specifically about McDonald's. Also, I worked there. The only enjoyment I got out of working there was it was back when I was 15 and I had no bills, so I got to buy a Nintendo 64 with my first paycheck. And then also I worked at the drive-thru, so I would play a game called Is That For Here or To Go, which just confused people. So other than that, McDonald's sucks. I hate it.
I will give McDonald's this. McDonald's, I think, secretly, may not even actually be that secretly, best fries. Solid fries at McDonald's.
I enjoy McDonald's fries. I'm a big sauce man. Like, I like to dip my stuff.
I like natural.
I was just about to say, McDonald's fries, natural.
McDonald's fries,
It's that beef juice that they coat
him in. Yeah, they well, here's the thing. Is
sorry,
like,
vegans.
When I worked there, like, vegetarians would come in all the time, and they would order 4 or 5 things of supersized fries, and they would just pour them on a tray, and they would just sit there and eat them and write, you know, because they were in college or whatever. And then
college stuff.
And, yeah, and then you
Chris Claven.
And then you find out that this entire time McDonald's has been soaking their fries in beef fat, and people lost their shit.
It was great.
So yeah, that's just fun.
I mean, I will say McDonald's. When I was a kid, I used to eat the fish fillet all the time. Yeah, I can never eat that ever again.
Why?
Then after that, it was the chicken nuggets all the time, and now I can't really eat chicken nuggets.
I can't eat McDonald's chicken nuggets because one time I had a very suspicious looking piece in there, and I was like, I'm done suspicious. With that.
Was it in a Halloween costume?
Here's the thing, chicken nugget wearing a mask and a face.
The chicken nuggets aren't terrible, but you have to remember, like, oh wait, chicken nuggets only come in 2 things. There's the circle nugget or the oval nugget, and then the one that either looks like Indiana or Louisiana, depending on the way you're holding it.
Yeah.
So I don't think, like, what part of the body does
just
that?
The feet.
Yeah.
The little stockings.
I mean,
honestly
we already got rid of White Castle, which has the most inventive thing I've ever heard of, chicken rings. Because, you know, what who doesn't want to ring a chicken?
When you do a hole punch on a chicken.
Can I get the chicken ring holes?
What part
I like the chicken
what
ring
What part
holes.
Of the chicken does the ring come out of?
Look at Duncan.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a box of the holes.
Chicken nuggets are just the center of chicken rings.
But, and then the only thing I get there is a 2 cheeseburger meal. Consistent, like, at the 2
the number
work.
2
unless I get
Joe Bates. I always in my mind think that I'm like, that's probably the smartest meal to get,
that or the quarter pounder with cheese. I don't feel like too much food.
Wow, quarter pounder with
cheese. We got a cat.
Can I tell you what I got last night?
What did you get last night?
I got a Big Mac meal.
Oh,
did you get that
overrated.
Big Mac?
It's too it's too gross. It falls apart.
I wish, as I was eating it, I was like, I should have gotten the Junior Big Mac.
Yeah, the Big Mac is an overrated. I would
love Big Mac.
I like
really?
The sauce. See, I love the sauce and the flavor. I always wanted to be one of those guys, you know, one of those cool guys who just walks into McDonald's and goes, "Hey, give me like a quarter pounder with the sauce." From
hey,
the
you know what they
I'm just not one of those.
You did
guys.
Take your sweater off.
Do you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese over in Russia?
What do they call it, Alex?
Dinner
a blessing
four.
Because I haven't eaten in 3
months. Jesus.
Hey,
Vladimir Putin's a big watcher of the
they
show.
They have food over there.
No, not in
Vladimir Putin, boom. There we go.
Okay, so we take McDonald's off.
Which sucks, because they have the best toys in the game.
They
also,
are
also in keeping with my character I created 10 minutes before I got on the show.
Vanilla ice cream. Like, you know.
Oh, you mean the ice cream machine that's always fucking down?
It is always down, you're right.
It's down for cleaning. You just don't want to do your job.
Exactly.
Pieces of shit.
Okay, you're up here, Dan. What's next off the list? Now that you let McDonald's have one, too. I think the best thing about this is Burger King's not on the list.
Yeah, why is there so much Burger King hate?
Fuck
it's
the King.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Everything's bad. Everything's bad.
Do you remember
bad.
The commercial where the guy opens the door and sees about a football field away the Burger King standing in a field? And then he just kind of goes, he looks this way to like look at whoever else is in the house. And he turns back, which only takes 2 seconds. the Burger King is right in front of his face.
The Burger King's very fast.
Yeah. Like serial killer haunting.
Yeah,
Jason
the king.
Jason Voorhees fast.
What, would you rather he be a king that does nothing?
I'd rather he be a less daunting person or entity or whatever that is. That could be like 3 river otters in a suit just running around.
You know what? Can we do a little side game?
Did you know the swear word originally was fuckbooka? For under consent of the Burger King. Fuckbooka.
That's a great joke. That's a great joke that no one will get.
I would like to order a supersized Prima Nocta, please.
Side game? You want to play
side
games here?
I'm going to have to drive back to Louisville.
So do I.
Oh, yeah. Where should I stop and get fast food?
I usually stop at I haven't had Taco Bell.
Del Taco?
Del Taco. I never had a Del Taco in my life.
I was about to say, I don't think Texas is on the
Keith way. Bergman. Keith Bergman always talks about Del Taco.
Del Taco is good.
Because I think it was in Toledo, but I think it closed. Oh,
that'd be nice.
So, Dan, what are you taking off the list now?
I think I have to go with
You love, you're the first person to want to cross it out.
Oh, really? Everyone else
says you. Yeah.
Very hands-on.
You're an act-out guy.
I go on Wheel of Fortune. I'm like, get out of here, man. Take a hike. I'm going to cross off, honestly, Popeyes. I've never even had it.
Oh,
and it's a,
man.
I'm a traditionalist. Fast food should be burgers or ground-up burgers in tacos.
That's, I don't know.
Listen. Wait, and if you have a Popeye's biscuit, you're going to regret what you just did.
Oh, man. Popeye's makes a biscuit that is... but again, the same reasoning for the Boston Market mac and cheese.
Yeah, you can't just put something on the menu.
Popeye's chicken is hit or miss. Sometimes.
Hit or miss?
But when it's hit, it's real good. It's real greasy. They also get sides, so you can get a mac and cheese not as good as the Boston Market mac and cheese.
Definitely
they get corn on the cob, which is a legit corn on the cob.
A legit corn on the cob.
Red beans and rice, which is adequate red beans and rice for what it is, but the biscuit, I tell you.
Green beans aren't bad.
Where is there a Popeye's?
There's a few in the area. Okay. Keystone, I drive by, and I stopped that one on the way home.
What do you go to the most in your life?
The fast food restaurants? Yeah. I'd be McDonald's.
Really?
Just in general.
And you?
The Bell.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Bell.
Interesting.
Yeah, I actually, there was a time in college that I spent the entire semester eating just at Wendy's.
Oh my god.
Wendy's is close.
The spicy chicken.
I like Wendy's. The spicy chicken nuggets?
The spicy chicken filet. Or filet. The sandwich. The spicy chicken sandwich.
I'm a kid. I get the nuggets.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to realize that.
I order a Caesar side salad, and then I get two things of chicken nuggets, and I just rip them up and put them in the salad.
That's a lot of work.
Worth it.
All right, I'm going to take one off the list, folks. And we have Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Hardee's, Carl's Jr., Colby's, and Steak and Shake. And this is a pretty easy decision. This is actually the easiest choice I've ever had at this point, being the last one to veto something off.
Hardee's, Carl's Jr.
Steak and Shake.
Whoa!
I'm taking Steak and Shake off the list. And the reason for Steak and Shake is the wait time.
Oh.
But yeah, that's a good call. Like, I almost put it off the list simply because of... The amount of time you spend in that drive-thru is criminal.
We once spent time in the Steak and Shake drive-thru, and some would say it was a nap. I'd say it was a full sleep that I took in that car while he waited to get his Steak and Shake, and I think I got a Dr. Pepper, and they still never got it to us, and I think we just left, right?
No, you were literally just asleep, and I drove us home, and then when we got home, I was like, Joe, we're here, and you're just like, what?
We also left
Dr. Pepper just sitting on the coffee table downstairs and just went to bed.
Classic. That's a classic me.
And you know, that is
classic. I'm a sleepy boy sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I just ate the Steak and Shake in the dark listening to Mad World from the Donnie Darko soundtrack.
I want to kiss the lady
in
here.
Yeah, it's healthy. But I'm just covered in marks.
Yeah, you noticed.
but we also had the Taco Bell that night. And if you remember... The only thing I remember that night is the Taco Bell, something wasn't working, and they had to call the 24-hour...
Yeah, the register wasn't working.
And then what was the thing they had to call?
They had to call the Taco Bell Help Center.
Taco Bell Help Center.
I like how you're like, are you like feeding him like a late night host?
A little bit.
And what was that thing they had to call?
A little bit.
I remember something about you had a cat.
And the story of a flat tire?
Well, yeah, they called for the Taco Bell Help Center, and I was like, what is that? How do I do this? How do I put meat in this thing?
It's the mobile manager.
It's like 24-hour, like, the Taco Bell Help Center. But, like, it was some other phrase they used that just seemed very, like the Secret Service of Taco Bell.
Talk support.
We got Taco Talk. Back to Taco Talk.
I think it was, like, Taco Support.
Taco, yeah.
Some ridiculous. And you're just like, Okay, well, I don't take anything you're saying to be
seriously. We drove off into the distance.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to get my McManager.
Yeah. One time, I literally went to Arby's one time.
I had
and,
to get the Burger Prince.
I went to Arby's, and I pull up, and they're like, excuse me, sir, we have to tell you right now that we're out of roast beef. And, like, instinctively, I just said, then why the fuck are you still open? Like, if pizza, I was like, yeah, we don't have pizza right now, but we still got like, Wings. We still got Huts. And you're like, well, I think maybe you should just close
still take your book club.
Yeah.
Here, read it.
Real quick, guys, right now we're down to our final five, and the next one to recommend a fast food place that we haven't talked about will be put on the list. So, guys, please recommend a fast food place. That's not on the list.
It could be Rally's is a good one.
Arby's.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
You know, people are always like, you can get the gravy as a dipping sauce.
Yeah, that gravy is good.
That's a weird selling point to me.
Okay, well,
Fries plus gravy, real good.
The ones we have left are Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Hardee's, Carl's Jr., and Culver's. So the next one... Again, recommend one that you think should be on the list.
A&W.
A&W is a good one.
I had it for the first time recently.
It's solid. They can also do good corn dog or hot dog there as well. Yeah.
Panda Express.
Panda Express, solid out of left field choice.
They have a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Really?
They got a little drive-thru at the Panda Express, the PE.
There's a
physical education? No, Panda Express.
Prince Edward?
No. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
sorry to bring up Prince Edward.
Slavery is over in America.
What?
God.
In Cleveland, there's an old Long John Silver's that is now a...
Zach Hale. He suggests Panda Express. Thank you, Zach Hale.
I'm going to write PE because we've established what that is.
Yeah.
Which is a late incomer, but I got to say, not a bad choice. Yeah. You get a good amount of food for the price there. And not horrible food. I always do chow mein, not fried rice. The fried rice is a great thing.
Are you done with your Panda Express ad?
Yes.
The orange chicken, pretty good.
Orange chicken, pretty solid. So, guys, we're down to our final six. Right now, we're going to go one at a time, talk about each item, decide whether they should be in the top three. Yeah, I will agree with you, Gwen. That's kind of the reason I didn't have Subway on it, because the drive-thru, they do have drive-thrus. But it's a miserable, miserable experience. Yeah. It's unbelievably
miserable. The key selling point to Subway is that I get to see a person assemble in an artful way my sandwich.
I would say almost an artful way in similar to a yoga pose because that bread is made of a yoga mat.
That's you think true. Anyone ever it's their first time in the Subway drive through and they got a foot long and they're like, I can't get it through the window. And then they're like, you got to turn it, Tony.
Diagonal!
Now everything's sliding down your sandwich.
I can't fit it through the window!
And he just throws the Dr. Pepper. Tony, you're fired! You're done at this Subway.
You're no artist.
You'll never work on the fast food industry again, Tone Tone!
I'm glad we could lose our credibility.
Okay, that's the final. So we're gonna go one at a time, talk about each item. Chick-fil-A, folks. Chick-fil-A. Oh. What is your thoughts on Chick-fil-A? Do you think top three best fast food?
Well, I'm conflicted on Chick-fil-A because on one hand, you know, the politics, but on the other hand, I hate their food.
Wait, what? That's so good.
That's a good bit.
It's not a
fuck maca and old Chick-fil-A jokes.
Chick-fil-A, I like Chick-fil-A. Like, I didn't have it until a few years
Buffalo
ago.
Buffalo sauce is good?
All the sauces are like, every time I'm a big sauce
They're
guy.
A sauce boss. That's for sure.
They're a sauce boss.
Zach Hale just said, not my chicken.
I also like Chick-fil-A's advert. I think that cow thing is really like clever idea. Yeah. And like a clever.
It's hard to fucking spell though, cow.
Oh, you're right. I find the spelling thing weird, but like
I'm pretty sure that the Chick-fil-A cow's named Corn.
The idea of
big K and then backwards R.
The idea of communication is to make sure that whatever you're saying is portrayed and the other person understands it. no matter how it's spelled or what it says, the other person understands what I'm saying. They're communicating in a way that's correct.
You're right.
So I don't judge the cows for misspelling.
You're
cows
completely
are,
right.
Cows are getting their message
across. Cows are good.
The cows are good.
I don't like the
chicken. Yeah, I'll defend the cows all day.
Good cows.
Good cows. Holy cow. Move over, Dan. Here's a...
This show's an utter... So anyway, so...
This is a moo stamp. Okay, so you think Chick-fil-A top three, or do you think it's like on the verge of being top three?
I think it could be. I think it very well could be. That politics thing is done.
Due to the politics...
Gay marriage is legal now.
It's due to the politics of Chick-fil-A, I've decided ever since that day, I have boycotted Chick-fil-A every Sunday. since that happened. Every Sunday, I look at Chick-fil-A, I'm like, not today. I'm not even going to go near the store, maybe check out what hours you're open, anything like that. But man, if you're just going to, Chick-fil-A should be looked upon as kind of like a pretty weirdo thing because it's only focused on one item. And then how many restaurants now have a Southern-style chicken sandwich? This is just a rip-off of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
McDonald's had one for a while. I'm pretty sure Arby's had one for a while. So,
had a little roast beef in the middle of the chicken.
If people are copying off of you, and you can sustain a whole business off of just the chicken sandwich.
That's true. I'm going to say, though, Alex.
Pretty good.
You boycotting Chick-fil-A on Sundays. On those Sundays, I am pretty sure you would go to the whole protesting abortion clinic cookouts. And that's what you would go and eat at.
What?
They had cookouts at these abortion protests, and you just go eat there.
You see the free food there.
You'd be eating little fetus babies. I don't know what they
Those cook. Weren't protests. Just because they said all lives matter doesn't mean they were talking about babies. They were talking about all of them.
Fair, okay. Well, at least the politics matches up.
That's what they would like. It's like, oh, the head of this big corporation has these.
Oh, these heads of these fetuses need to go.
Every time I went to these All Lives Matter cookouts thing, all they kept saying was that these certain types of people love fried chicken sandwiches.
Jeez, okay, oh my God.
I think I love fried chicken sandwiches too.
All chicken
sandwiches.
Need to be in my stomach.
Yeah.
People are like,
that's not a great hashtag. But use it. Promote, thank you very much, with hashtag all chickens need to be in my stomach.
Yeah. Give me that gut.
That's 20 characters.
In Chick-fil-A, you got that good lemonade.
Good lemonade.
And also,
you can see in that machine.
You know we're missing, and actually, we're talking about regional ones, Raising Cane's.
You want to talk about his one menu thing? Raising Cane's is like, we have chicken fingers, and then we have a larger order of chicken fingers, and then we can put chicken fingers on the bread.
The cane sauce and the toast. The crinkle fries, really good place. Chick-fil-A, we're going to keep
saying. Waffle cut fries, too, at Chick-fil-A.
I love the waffle cut fries.
And the old buffalo sauce.
Chick-fil-A may very well be number one.
The issue with the Chick-fil-A fries, for me, is that if you don't eat it right away,
they get real bad.
Yeah, they're not That's great.
They're not indestructible food thingies from McDonald's.
Okay, right there, let's Wendy's. Is Wendy's a top three fast food place?
Wendy's has the best burger in fast food. There is no, like, if you argue that, you're a fucking moron. Square burgers, smart. They are literally not cutting corners when it comes to burgers. Okay, Wendy's, best burgers in the game.
And the spicy chicken sandwiches. Chick-fil-A does not have a good spicy chicken sandwich.
Also, Wendy's price is a little high, but Wendy's also caters to this whole sect, this whole niche market of freaks who literally put French fries in Frosties. Okay?
Yeah, they created a whole
without Wendy's, you can't put a French fry in Frosties.
Well, Chick-fil-A created gay marriage.
That's true.
Is that what happened? I didn't read the news.
Wendy's also like one of the healthiest fast food. Like you feel in terms of getting a drive-through like fast food, Wendy's doesn't make you feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Unless you have that 3-pound burger they make.
That's true.
Zach Hale does the frosty thing, just in case you're wondering.
I knew the frosty thing too.
You're a psycho, Zach Hale. I like that about you.
We're going to continue the list. Taco Bell. Is Taco Bell a top three fast food?
Of course. Of course.
I think it's pretty clear that our top three are, with what's left, are Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Taco Bell.
So, okay, I want to argue about Culver's because I love
Culver's too.
Culver's is, so Hardee's and Carl's Jr. off the list, but I will say of everything on the list, there is no better variety than Hardee's and Carl's.
Really?
Hardee's and Carl's are just egg rolls. They have egg rolls. They've got egg rolls.
I would say Culver's has a really good diverse
menu. Can I do a Culver's is a diverse menu with Carl's Jr. And
I can get fried chicken and a burger at Culver's with a concrete mixer. You can also get like beer battered fish.
You could do that at Carl's Jr.
I actually get egg rolls. You can get egg rolls there.
I actually contractually am supposed to say Jack in the Box. I have certain contractual obligations that I'm supposed to give a shout out to.
Jack in the Box, brought to you by Salmonella Based Killings.
Jack in the Box does have a huge variety.
Jack in the Box is great. You can get a late night meal there.
You get egg rolls there.
Yeah. and let's go Southern.
You don't pay the Express? You can get egg rolls there too, but not as good as Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr.
You'd be surprised.
Carl's Jr. also has the Pop Tart ice cream sandwich.
Which for is our Southern.
Cut in half in a scoop of ice cream. In the
our Southern folks out there, Cookout. Cookout deserves a shout out.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my god. They have the best like cheap late night deal. You can get like a taco, like all this stuff. And it's $4 and it's like you can pick four things and it's like a burger, a taco, all kinds of shit.
So Hardee's, I'm glad Hardee's is gone because I am a feminist ally and their commercials
turn me on.
Yeah. That's a pretty sizable erection.
I don't like their commercials, man.
It's 10 times wider than it is long. Yeah, I got a problem. Panda Express for taking off the list for saying not top three best.
Yeah, not top three.
Well, Panda Express, I'm glad you got on the list though. I feel good about seeing you.
I wish that spot had been occupied by Jay in the Bay.
I wish it occupied Wall Street. I think we're down to our
Panda Express was a diversity hire, right?
Yeah.
Can I have one other shout out real quick?
Same thing with Popeyes.
Can I give one other late shout out?
No.
Bernie Sanders.
Jesus Christ. God, I'll tell you, he doesn't make good fries. His hands are too shaky.
His shakes are.
His shakes.
Jesus. Yeah, he's got a good chicken sandwich. So
I never told him those to be good.
All I want is a decent meal for working middle-class families.
I want to break up the chicken and the nuggets! Break off the chicken! Bernie Sanders for the Senate first!
He would have won.
Austin Real, the BitChat stream was having issues, so we had to go to Facebook Live this episode. That's what happened. Wasn't a huge fan of what happened. I got to email them and let them know that they're letting me down and my fans down. As a man who successfully brought BitChat out of obscurity, and
this is the first I've ever heard of BitChat.
Yeah, well, see, there it is. I brought it out of obscurity.
He brought it out of obscurity.
Who knows if they can see that? But it says send help. Joe has a gun. I might kill Alex.
He keeps doing that. I want to hold the thing out.
All right, why don't you hold your goddamn destiny?
Drink more water, everybody.
Jesus Christ!
Is that from a 1997 Snapple jar?
No, it's a juice.
it's water.
No, it's a juice jar.
Okay, so we're down to our final four. So we're saying. Chick-fil-A and Culver's are kind of like trying to figure out which one should be the top three. Yeah. Maybe even Taco Bell and Wendy's are trying to decide.
I mean,
Culver's is great. Culver's to me has the best burger.
Culver's, I don't know if Culver's, you guys realize this, but Culver's is regional.
Yeah.
Yeah, Culver's is regional.
I never ate Culver's until I was damn near 20 years old.
You know what? For that reason, and I hate to say this because I think Culver's is great, but it's the same thing with Whataburger. I think Culver's should take off because it's regional.
It's regional.
So maybe next year, as Culver, you know, I literally,
Mr. Culver,
on my way
if
home,
you're listening, Michael Culver.
on my way home from South Dakota where I did a comedy show because I get paid sometimes.
Sioux City Massacre.
It's goddamn Sioux Falls all over again. Fargo season 2 out now. I would say that I went to the world's largest Culver's. We saw road signs for it, and we're like, we're definitely going here because we have weight problems. And we went there, and it's like a Culver's that has like about 20 more cubic feet of room than a normal culvert.
It's not any. It's not like I imagine like Jack and the Giant Beanstalk.
Yeah, like, I thought like this was gonna be the Mall of America of culverts, and it was.
This burger is too big.
But you know, you say the words butter and burger, I'm listening. So yeah, culverts,
burger.
Man, shout out, but.
So, you know, Culver, saying Whataburger, you guys are amazing, and honestly, in a real test of what's the best, you guys are probably, probably in the conversation.
Well, the fries are not very good.
No, the crinkled.
Crinkled cut fries.
Crinkled fries are good.
They're all right.
You've seen this. You've heard about this.
Talk like that, you little boy.
Culver's, maybe, I would like wondering, Culver's, maybe turn up the fryer a little bit.
Oh,
or give him some more time.
That costs money.
You're right.
Also, Culver's is expensive.
It is expensive. You're absolutely right. And not only is it expensive, but you go to Culver's, how are you not going to get a shake? And you know,
yeah,
you
you're getting a smorgasbord.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. All this has happened is made me like not want to eat fast food, but I want to get a root beer float.
Root beer float. Right.
Culver's is one of those treat yourself places where you're like, I actually made it outside of the house today. I'm gonna treat myself. Then you go eat Culver's, and then you get afraid of everybody that's staring at you because you're 6'8", and then you just go home and cry.
That doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. I'm 6'2".
Yeah, but I'm actually 6'8".
Are you?
Yeah. Everyone looks at me, and you know what they say, hey, fuck-a-ca you, buddy. I was like, you mean fuck-a-ca.
So,
for under consent of the Burger King,
yeah.
In case you're just tuning in. We're down to Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell is our final three. At this point, we have to decide of that three, which does not belong in the final two.
Oh my
Chick-fil-A,
God.
Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell, wow. All coming from different angles.
They're
all
regular Rosemary's Choice, Sophie's Choice.
Does it take the Snapple bottle to Culver's and ask them to fill it up with a shake? Okay, well, Jesus Christ, Zach, that's a sentence. We're down to Taco Bell, Wendy's, and Chick-fil-A. All three completely different restaurants. Mm-hmm. With all three different political views.
Hey, I was just about to say that I think America's in a pretty good spot if you look at that board.
Yeah.
Alex Price is too sad.
We're holding hands. We just said yeah. We're holding hands. So guys, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, and Taco Bell. What one of those do you think is not the best fast food place compared to the other?
Personally, Taco Bell, I find out of those to be the lowest quality. I find if anyone else had like a taco chain, it'd probably be better.
I think those Doritos Locos Tacos.
Fastest selling fast food item of the last.
That's
years.
Not a thing. That's
that is.
Yeah, you clearly can keep track of it. That's easy to keep track of things.
No, but that's not. It's not like.
Yeah, it's a
the Fed and one number ones than anyone else.
That's what this. It's like CBS's sitcoms, like the fastest growing new comedy, which I don't know what that means, but I will say. I was at one time, I was in
Taco Bell had 5 items in the Billboard Top 20 at the same time.
Yeah, it was the same time that the Broke Bee in Apartment 23 girls was on.
Oh, no.
The Billboard charts of Taco Bell. I was once in a restaurant.
Taco Bell can't, here's the deal. We are all fueled by certain substances that people get a little wacky at night.
Calories.
Mine's the blood of fetuses. I don't know. Someone
and
gotta live.
How do you not pick Chick-fil-A?
Well, it's still on the list, ain't it?
So here's the deal: it's like Taco Bell is always gonna be what Taco Bell is. Like we all know what Taco Bell is.
Well, I think that's the same for the other two as well, though.
I've never been just torched out of my mind and going, oh man, give me some Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A closes at 9 because they're good Christian boys. Taco Bell open late because it knows you're a sinner. You're a sinner. Come sin across the border. And by that border, it means your border from good food to bad food.
So Taco Bell is like the Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is like the Las Vegas.
Come sin with us at Taco Bell. We have a fried chicken shell. We are defying science. That means there's engineers for Taco Bell. that are fueled by Mountain Dew, cargo shorts, and the new Three Doors Down album.
Chick-fil-A is like that really good rural Texas town that makes food really well, but they're all super Christian.
They're Christian.
They're kind of cultish. Chick-fil-A honestly does recruit their management staff from Christian colleges.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally believe. Every time I'm in there, like the young...
It's the best server.
It's a pleasure.
It's the best server.
Great. Our pleasure.
The server always comes up to me, and I always just want to be like, have you heard of the Sex Pistols?
Ruin his life.
Yeah, like if you just hand them,
here's a Bill Hicks CD. I like that you just assume if someone's Christian, they're like, oh, the band Sex Pistols, I can't listen to them. Like they never, it's all.
No, you're right.
If you're a Christian, you have completely demonized yourself.
But you know what?
My dad was a Sex Pistol.
Wouldn't it be funny if you just took like a soapbox to every Chick-fil-A and just set it in the middle and then just put Stuart Huff to do an hour in that Chick-fil-A and he just. All Chick-fil-A's closed because Stuart
Huff. So when Sunkle just added an item I didn't know is they serve kale in Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Gwen,
is it fried?
Is that fake news?
What sauce does it pair well with?
Buffalo?
Is there a sauce sommelier?
No, it's not fried.
Ooh. Kale.
Gwen, is this fake news?
Fake news.
It's a salad.
I only get salads if they have fried chicken nuggets on them, so...
I do like, we were talking earlier, the McShake. Remember the
McShake? Oh, the McShake Up.
The McShamrock?
No, the McDonald's McShake Up. Like,
oh,
yeah. McDonald's was like, you know,
salad shakers.
A salad in a cup.
Yeah.
People so like you can just put dressing in and go like that, and then eat your salad.
People like jacking off a bullshit image of them being healthy by eating a salad from McDonald's.
That's okay.
I'm jerking off my ego.
I've been there before, and this is we're down. Wow, this is crazy. That Chick-fil-A. When would that news really is. Bringing in a lot of information last night.
But is it going to change our mind, just like when we found out Donald Trump was grabbing puss? No. It shocks us now. It shocks us now. Eventually, we're just going to forget about it.
Ah, man, I would have voted him. We're down to the final three. This is tough. Wendy's Taco Bell. I was thinking that Taco Bell was going to go, but I'm
American classic.
I'm leaning towards Chick-fil-A right now.
Chick-fil-A off the list.
Chick-fil-A off the list?
Now that you know they serve kale.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A also, their drive-thrus always pull up and you're like, this drive-thru's going to take forever. And then it takes like 2 seconds.
You know what I'm going to say? I'll say this. Chick-fil-A holds itself to such a standard that it actually makes other fast food places worse, which to me is a bad thing.
Not a team player, Chick-fil-A.
I'm not gonna eat just one of these restaurants. I'm gonna eat the other ones. I don't want to feel bad about eating at these other restaurants. So I say, and it's like hanging out with a Christian friend who's like a good guy, you know, good Christian guy, and you're like, oh, you know, he's just a solid dude and loves the Lord. And I want to hate him. Now I hate my other friends because they can't, you know, not have
Chick-fil-A
sex with my wife.
Chick-fil-A is the hoitiest of it's literally
it's the bourgeois.
It's bougie. It's gentrified. It's a step down from Panera as far as bougie food places. So because of your I'm better than everybody attitude and, you know, if I just smile...
But passive-aggressively doing it.
Passive-aggressively smiling through the pain of working at fast food.
They do pay their workers the best, I think, though.
Yeah.
I say we should hold them to a... you know, I say get... Dirty Taco Bell out of there.
I mean, Dirty Taco Bell is like, that's a lot of feeling. So the question is,
we just build a wall, right?
Oh my god, build a wall.
Check,
dig,
please.
Baby, dig.
I'm trying to sound
drill,
like...
Baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Is that what
I'm trying to do like a Trump satire thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Who?
The wall.
Wait, he's got a wall now? He's grabbing puss on a wall? What are these things? I haven't heard any of these things.
They play Pink Floyd at the old Taco Bell?
That would be great if he starts coming up to another brick in the wall.
I like the idea that he just builds himself a Wally.
We're going to make a quesadilla. It's going to be the best quesadilla.
We're going to make the Mexicans pay for my Wally.
Wally 2,
Electric Wally 2, Pokemon. The Mexicans are going to... Guillermo del Toro is going to direct it. I'm pretty sure he's Mexican.
Oh, Jesus. DT.
He's the head of the country, you know, just some respect.
Which country?
This country?
What happened? When did this happen?
What? I always think, like, what if someone came out of a coma?
It was a close race right now.
Like, why does everyone hate Donald Trump, the apprentice guy?
It was between Donald Trump and the Where's the Beef lady.
I always wanted to see, like, I always think the idea of someone going into, cryogenically frozen, but, like, they find the cure, like, the next day. So they unfreeze him, and he's like, what happened? They're like, I guess he just took a day. This cost me $100,000.
What happened?
SNL was good, but he
SNL was good.
I can just show you the clips.
So are we taking Chick-fil-A off? Or are we taking Taco Bell?
You're saying Taco Bell.
I'm saying Chick-fil-A. What are you saying? Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A gone. Whoa. You said Chick-fil-A as well?
Yeah, it's too bougie. Makes me feel bad about eating at McDonald's.
You're right.
So we're down to the final two. We're down to the big
vote. That one was for Zane Zadie. For
bougie.
Bougie, that's Zane Zadie. Zane Zadie, word of choice.
And Sam Griswold has bougie in his jokes, too.
Karl Marx.
And Karl Marx in his stand-up.
And Engels.
And Joshua Engels, an old high school buddy of mine. That I don't know how you know him. Bougie. The comics entity say bougie as much as they say that they're autistic. And
mic drop.
I paid good money. I made Chick-fil-A money for this. We're down to our final two, and I'm pretty sure I know where everybody's going to be here, so I'm going to ask you to vote. Dan Alton, what do you think?
Jack in the
Best. The best fast food place between Taco Bell and Wendy's.
I got to go Wendy's.
You got to go Wendy's.
Because they have the variety. You can get the egg rolls. You can get it.
There's no egg rolls at Wendy's. There's no egg rolls. I know the egg roll status of every fast food place.
Yeah, I do like Wendy's. I wish they still have the spicy nuggets.
Yeah.
Which I think they got rid of. But the regular nuggets are good. They got good burgers.
They're not as good as Chick-fil-A.
You crossed it off.
You weren't crossing Wendy's off. That's what you're going to talk about. So you're voting Wendy's.
I vote Wendy's. And the Frosty. Who can forget the Frosty?
Okay.
They have a quality beverage. Like, their sodas don't taste like garbage.
I don't have the case for Taco Bell. Their sodas are garbage. I think their sodas are good at Taco Bell.
But
they also have a variety of colors.
They had a soda that was specific to them.
Not anymore.
Yeah. I mean, now it's open market, but...
What was that soda?
Mountain Dew.
You really don't know the news. You don't know Trump.
It's clear to everyone right now that Joe Bates has never done drugs.
I like the idea.
What?
Baja Blast? I'm allergic to Baja.
I love that Baja Blast is like, if you know that, you know Trump. That makes so much sense to me now hearing it.
I think I'm allergic to Baja Blast.
You're allergic to Baja Blast. Yeah. Okay. Well, what
weird chemical is in?
Yeah, I don't know. I get like really. It's only Baja Blast. I get like really like.
It's probably something healthy because you look sickly.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: it's like Pizza Hut, KFC, Long John Silver's, and Taco Bell are all owned by the Pepsi company,
the Yum Corporation.
Yeah, Yum.
So, I see them every day when I drive into Louisville. You'll see them today.
Hey, Dan, we're the Yum Corporation.
That's what they say when it's a guy who does.
And so also, Taco Bell, very inventive. They partnered up with the Fritos Lays, which is also owned by Pepsi. It's not really a...
How inventive of them to partner with.
So I'm gonna cut in here, and I'm gonna vote next. And then, Alex, we'll see what I vote, if you're going to do a tiebreaker or not. Here's the deal.
It's all on me.
Well, it depends.
Okay.
Look, you can just eat sour cream and taco seasoning.
You're an idiot. You're a dumb idiot. I love Wendy's. I once spent so much money at Wendy's in college that my mom called me to see if I was doing okay. But I do feel like that affected my view on Wendy's later, because I think Wendy's went downhill on everything else but the fries. since like when I was a kid. You know, the spicy Chick-fil-A does not taste the same as it used to when I was younger. The Taco Bell, here's the thing that we're not, and you started to talk about it, Alex, was Wendy's, from here on to the day I die, is not going to make a new menu item.
That's not true. They have They just made
like a pretzel bun Gouda thing.
Yeah,
like they make new shit all the time.
The only thing separating Wendy's from like a brew pub is they don't give your food on like a tiny baking dish they're trying to use as a plate.
They make like a horseradish pretzel bun.
Yeah.
I don't care. Wendy's hasn't invented a chicken shaped like a taco. I am voting Taco Bell as the best fast food place. Therefore, Alex, no pressure.
Oh, God.
But this decides everything.
This is literally like my top two restaurants. Like, then, like, if I could go, it's either Taco Bell or Wendy's.
Well, their CEOs are watching. Mr. Frank Bell and Jim Wendy are watching right now to the side.
Side thing, while he decides who is the best play place. I say Panda Express.
My favorite play place was Subway. Their owner was there. It was great. As a kid, I'd run in there and I was like, "Take your pants." I'm like, "This is fun." There's not even a slide, but I enjoy it. Oh, the Jerry football touched me.
Footlong.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I was just saying.
Is this thing on?
Okay, folks, we're down to our tie-breaking vote. Alex Price, best fast food place: Taco Bell or Wendy's.
Do you like baked potatoes?
Do you like chicken tacos? And I don't mean in the taco, I mean as the taco. You haven't heard this, the new one?
No, I know. It's like, what is it, the
Dog Wendy's down? Has the best cheeseburger
in
fast food. As far as like places you can go all across the country, Wendy's will usually always be there. Wendy's also, Dave Thomas, who, you know, fun fact about Dave Thomas, he used to like be second in command at KFC when KFC started. The first KFC was in Salt Lake City, and Dave Thomas was like the number two there. And I guess he was originally from Indiana or something like that.
Yeah, he's in the Indiana State Museum.
Yeah, so like the first. So who's your pride there? But here's the problem I have with Wendy's.
Findlay, Ohio.
Who is your pride?
You know. Oh God. Wendy's items have gone up from their dollar, like their dollar menu is barely existent anymore. Like back in the day, a junior bacon cheeseburger, and that's the saddest thing I've ever said right there, is back in my day involving food. Like I thought it would be about some struggle I went through, and it's clearly about back in my day, a cheeseburger cost only 99 cents.
For those tuning in, we're down to our final two. We had a few people just tune in. Let me tell you, we're down to Wendy's and Taco Bell. Dan to the right of me has voted that Wendy's is the best fast food place. I myself have voted Taco Bell as the best fast food place. And Alex Price, a guest expert who collects Happy Meal toys, he's the historian of it, he has decided the tiebreaker between Chick-fil-A. I mean, I'm sorry, between Wendy's and Taco Bell.
At Taco Bell, sometimes you can win the thing. You drop a
plate. Yeah, they've got that.
Also, Wendy's no new items. They came out with a vanilla Frosty.
And the sea salt fries.
And the sea salt fries.
Wendy's items on their value menu have suddenly like climbed.
But don't you feel like it's appropriate? Don't you feel like before they're... Before we were ripping off Wendy's.
Keep inflation out of my fast food. Like my cost of living has gone up, and my cost of living raises hasn't. So Wendy's, you're affecting my cost of living. Now, also with Taco Bell, can't really... I mean, you literally, like as so many, you know, jokes we've heard, is you can't really order wrong from Taco Bell.
No.
You just say something, you know, whether it be, you know, you just say a Mexican-sounding word, and you're going to get food you're definitely going to eat.
I like the box.
Yeah.
Sombrero. You the
box? Sombrero. They're going to
go, give me the box. And then they give you, like, a thing.
Give me a box.
Wait, that's what... Oh, now I remember Trump. That's how he did it when he was...
Give me that box. I used to get 12-packs. 12-packs of tacos. That was good. The Grande meal.
It's bigger than a normal meal.
Yeah, bigger. Yeah. It's grande. Taco Bell, always known for open link. And kudos to Taco Bell for, even though it's not the best, Taco Bell, to took a big leap of faith on the old breakfast menu.
That's true.
Hey, but
late night. First big late night.
I literally think
they invented a new meal.
Fourth meal. They are the ones pushing America to the brink of greatness.
They
with the fourth meal.
What so about I, this though?
Okay.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua.
We all know
fucked again.
No, that's not what happened. That's not what that dog did. That's
voiced by that guy from Reno 911.
No, that Jared Fogle was voiced by the guy from Reno.
You're right. You're mixing them up. It was the Burger King.
My vote is Taco Bell is the greatest because I am a pothead.
Okay.
Taco Bell, folks.
Taco Bell. I'm not even a pothead. I don't ever smoke this stuff. And I'll tell you, I go to Taco Bell.
Therefore, folks, Taco Bell is the...
Taco Bell, pay me! I just made you a champion. Pay me forever.
Taco Bell is the best fast food place.
How dare you? You betrayed the bell of Taco.
Taco Bell.
You betrayed.
Hey, it's good.
For
an old man. Top 10.
For a redheaded lady.
You betrayed.
A ginger.
The bell.
He's pro ginger.
You let the bell down.
Okay, pro ginger.
All right, guys, the winner is Taco Bell. Thank you very much. Best fast food place. Thank you so much for watching. I'm your host, Joe Bates. Dan Alton to the right of me, Louisville comedian. Do you have anything to plug, like Instagram or Twitter or anything, Dan?
LaughFest 2014 on Instagram.
LaughFest 2014.
LAFF. And then I'm going to be, when does this go out? This is already out.
It's live.
I'm going to be in Indianapolis this Tuesday at the State Street Pub.
Yeah, if he runs that, was actually on the show earlier doing Best Harry Potter Spell.
Yeah. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Am I right?
Alex, do you have things you'd like to plug?
Follow Let's Comedy on all social media. We got some of the best comedians coming, of course. To the Midwest, we got Andy Kindler, we got Todd Berry, we got Beth Stelling, we got Zach Peterson, Jeff Tate, all in Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all that stuff. And definitely follow me on Twitter at Haunted Shopper, where I fuck with people on the internet. Super great.
Cool. Yeah, Alex, very funny stand-up in this area, and also books amazing shows in the Michigan to Ohio to Illinois, Indiana region, which are fantastic shows. If you like comedy or something, go check it out. Dan Alton, funny, is very. Me and him just did a Let's Comedy show last night.
It was very fun.
We co-headlined out in Fort Wayne, and I gotta tell you, I looked a person dead in the eyes, and I killed him. And
I helped bury the body.
Yeah, that's how we do it here.
Roommates for life.
Just so you know, Bob Nugent, Taco Bell is a liquid cardboard vomit diarrhea enema rejected into the mouth of drunk poor people who can't taste.
Okay, Bob, why don't you just go draw some more amazing pictures for people that everyone loves? And yeah, there's nothing wrong with Bob Nugent.
Bob Nugent described Taco Bell the same way anybody else would describe Malort's.
Good Malort. Fuck you, Chicago.
But I'm the host, Joe Bates. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for watching. We usually are on BitChat. We had an issue today, but every episode, Saturday, 1 p.m. BitChat. Check out all the old episodes. We also do Facebook Live, which is what we're doing right now. Eventually, I'm going to start putting all these shows on YouTube, so you can go back and watch it on YouTube, which would be a nice thing to do.
The tube of you.
Only me. And but
thank you. You're going to edit everyone else out.
Yeah. I'm like a nutcase. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22, Instagram at JoeBatesComedy, and Facebook, just find me on Facebook, Joe Bates. And before I do that, I have an upcoming show that I would say, if anyone from Houston, Texas is watching, March 2nd, I will be headlining a show at The Secret Group. The Secret Group. It's going to be a great lineup. It's got me from NBC CISO, Rachel Goldman from Bob and Todd, Jermaine Warren, who's going to be on Gotham Live later this year, and hosted by Radu Bodnar, who is a semifinalist in Comcast Trial by Actor. So it's going to be a great show. Definitely check it out. March 2nd at The Secret Group. Check out The Secret Group website. You can buy your tickets.
Yeah, support them and Joe Bates.
So many credits.
Well, those are all credits of different people. I gave myself one credit, each person one credit. But thank you so much for watching, guys. Best fast food place, Taco Bell, which a lot of people assume was going to be the choice in the first place. So thank you so much for watching. That's Rank You Very Much.
And as always, live Moss.
That's been Rank You Very Much. You're welcome.
Okay. What is